To the Small Business Heroes Show, where we talk about everything to help your small business grow and prosper. I'm your host, Scott Trevithan, and today I'm talking to Alan Stevens. Now, Alan is known as the Celebrity Profiler and Australia's leading personality and business profiler. He's been featured on national TV, profiling the likes of our leading politicians, TV and sports stars, as well as Britain's royalty. He works with businesses, health professionals, teachers, coaches, and parents to help them understand themselves and read other people far more effectively. Using rapid pattern profiling techniques, Alan is able to conduct advanced personality and character assessments in just minutes. And with a number of profiles running into the thousands, Alan's services are unique and unrivaled in the field of reading people. Welcome to the Small Business Show. Alan Stevens, how are you?
Thank you very much. Very good, thank you.
Now, I'm a little bit nervous about this interview because clearly you're reading me and what I look like, and we'll get into that a little bit further, but I've just given you a brief introduction. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do and how you do it?
Well, what I do is, as you've said, I read people through their facial features, their body language, and their micro-expressions. Right. Now, your facial features will tell me how you like to think and process and how you like to behave. It doesn't tell me what you're thinking about or what you're going to do, but it tells me how you actually go about it. So that tells me your personality. So straight away, I know what careers, sports, hobbies, what tasks will suit you, how you like to be spoken to, so I can then speak to you in the way in which you want to be spoken to. The body language and the micro-expressions, well, they tell me your emotions in the moment, and so that I know how you're really feeling, also down to the point of, well, if we are talking and I'm asking you questions about something that you don't want to tell me, I know if you're telling me lies or not. And then using NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, you know, it's the way we speak to people, I then use that to confirm everything that I've been reading. So I never assume I've got it, I always test everything that I've done.
Wow, so how long does all this take? I mean, how long before you get an accurate read on me?
Well, I would start to get that as if we were in the same area, as you were walking towards me, I'd pick that up straight away. So I'd be picking up traits from, like, from across the road, you can start to pick up some of the traits that far away. So information, it comes to me before the person actually gets there. So I'm always looking at whether the sort of person who needs to sit down or we can walk around, they're going to be on the move. Then as they come towards me, do they require space before I even greet them? Because how far do I extend my arm out to them to shake their hand? How close do I stand on? That I see before they've even got there. How much information to give them? How much detail, etc. I can see that in their face before I even open my mouth. And if I'm smart enough, before I even go and see somebody, I go and look at their LinkedIn page, their Facebook pages or websites, have a look at their photographs, and I already know their personality before I even go and see them.
Well, it's just amazing to think that the features that you're born with have such an impact on your personality. Is there more you can say about that?
Well, it's two things. We have the traits that we are born with that are passed down in the genes, and we have traits that we develop in response to our environment. So some traits are locked in concrete, so to speak, and others are traits that we change depending on our environment and depending on how our attitudes change to life as well. They don't change overnight, but they do change over a period of time. And it's like anybody who's been working out, you can tell that they're fit. If they've been working out by just working hard, lifting weight, being a laborer, for instance, you can see that they're fairly solid, they've got muscle development. If they've been working out in the gym, say, as a bodybuilder, you'll start to see the sculpture effect. So you've got a pretty good idea. Yes, they're fit, but how do they stay fit? So your face is the same. When you have an expression because you're thinking in a particular way over and over again, you use the same muscles and you end up building ridges, crevices, etc., which is what I'm reading on the face. So your face is a history of how you like to think and behave.
Wow. So not just the eyes being the window to the soul, the whole face and packages.
That's right. The whole face becomes a window to the mind.
Wow. Does the work that you do mirror the or work, build on the early work that, say, Aaron Pease was doing with body language? I think it was Aaron Pease.
Well, as I said, I use the facial features, which is completely different.
Yep.
The micro-expressions, the little twitches on the face, the expressions that we have when our unconscious mind responds and our conscious mind then cuts it off. The body language is another support program. So it's one of the four areas in which I work in.
Right.
So Alan works a bit with the micro-expressions, I too believe now, but basically the facial features, the personalities, there's very few people that do that.
Right. So is your the nature of your services, what you do to help, is to teach people to be able to read the same as you? I mean, can you develop that level of competency, or is it about saying, hey, here's a client I've got to meet in a half an hour, what can you tell me about this person?
Well, we can do all of that. So if somebody wants to learn, well, I just say, well, look, you should have seen my background and where I've come from and why I've then started reading faces. You'll know that I wasn't very good at all. So if I'm as good as I am now, then I've come a long way from where I was, so can everybody else. And in fact, when people come to me and they say, well, look, can I be as good as you if I learn from you? I say, well, my expectation is you're going to be better because you've got something that I didn't have. And they say, what's that? I said, me teaching you.
Absolutely.
So I'll teach them everything that I know. And I don't just teach people. I know it's bad grammar, but I like to use the term I learn people. So while I'm teaching, I'm always learning as well, which means I've always got more to offer them. So I can always expand on what they've learned so far with more information.
That's beautiful. Do you think, I mean, in terms of what a small business person can use this sort of techniques for, why don't I rephrase and put this in the form of a question? How can a small business person use these sort of techniques in their everyday business lives?
Well, break their organisation down. You may look at the fact, well, they've got staff. So how to work with their staff and get better loyalty out of their staff. At the moment, about 80% of people who quit their jobs don't quit the job, they quit the manager. So managers need the skills to be able to build better rapport. Because if your staff are happy, they're loyal, they'll function, they'll be productive and everything else. And money's not really that important to people.
Yep.
It is when there's nothing else. But if you're looking after your staff the right way, they will actually stay with you without getting any further income from you. And they'll actually look at other jobs that may pay more and go, no, I'm not going there because I love it here. Because it's all about being happy in what we do. So that's the first area. Then you've got, well, managers talking to each other or business people talking to each other. How do you connect with them? How do you build rapport? Because at the end of the day, we don't do business with anybody we don't know, like, and trust. If we don't trust them, we're not going to get anywhere with them at all. So by being able to read somebody, you're able to build rapport very quickly. Then you look at the customers. How do you read your customers? Now, you can't put them through a psychometric profile where you ask questions.
Yeah.
I mean, here, you know, you want to buy something, well, I'll put you through this examination first. We can't do that. But when they first come in, look at their facial features. I'll even tell you their buying motives, how they buy. I'll give you an example. I was asked to do a workshop with a group of people, and I started talking about the facial features. And one of the ladies there said, oh, my husband's got those features. That's the way he behaves. When I found out they just bought a car, I said, well, did you buy it together? And she said, yes. And I said, well, I guarantee that you're the one who wanted to know the resale value, the cost of running, what bits and pieces that he wanted to put on the car were going to cost. Because you were all looking at got the value that we're looking for? In his case, I said, well, here we got him behind the driver's wheel, sat down, adjusted the seats and everything else, just didn't get in and have a look, but made himself comfortable in there. And I said, with the door shut, looking out the window, would probably have been on the outside going, look at me sort of thing. But on the inside, it's vroom, vroom, like a little boy. And she just went off and said, oh, yes, he's always like that. Wherever we go, I've got to worry about the expenses and he wants this. So when a client comes in the door, if you're able to read them and you know how to talk to them as well, you find out how they buy, how quickly they make decisions, etc. You know how to present to them. You know how to actually find out why they're in there in the first place, what they're looking for, and how best to match what you have to their needs.
I guess, like everyone else, would be sitting here thinking, well, that'd be just an absolutely wonderful skill to have and a wonderful asset to any business, whether you're a leader, a manager, or on customer service, or any sort of people-focusing role. How long does it take and before you become proficient at it, or before you